Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. It's 7:30. And weather-wise, mainly dry this morning. Good chance of rain and thunder developing late this morning and into the afternoon. We'll see a high around 70. And right now it's 62 here at Cincinnati's Q102. We mentioned this earlier this morning, and I just wanted to bring you up to date in case you missed it or you didn't see our Facebook Live video this morning. Some folks have been asking about Jen's absence. We're into the third week now where she's been off the air. The first week was a pre-planned scheduled vacation. But during that time, her parents took sick, and she was taking care of them. And during that time, her father was hospitalized and then was eventually released to a rehab facility where he passed away early Tuesday morning. And so Jen and her family are grieving the loss of her father. And, you know, it's tough. She's got a lot on her plate right now. Mm-hmm. And so you can understand where she's been, why she's been taking so much time off. And you know what? She's gonna take off some more time and take care of everything that needs to be taken care of and do what she needs to do and give her time to grieve and take care of her family and Jacob and her mom. And
yeah, it's so hard. A lot of people, when they found out, they were talking about how, you know, just like last month, Jen posted that really special video of her dad kind of teaching Jacob how to drive in the golf cart.
Yeah.
It was just like a recent memory that I know a lot of people had of her father. And I have met him a handful of times. Such a sweet guy. He always had like a real fun joke and
great dad sense of humor. I mean, very funny.
100%. Like clever. Every time we would have him on the air, he would just leave us all in stitches. So I know that we asked when your mom passed away, we asked everyone, Tim and I asked everyone to kind of raise you up in prayer and send a prayer to our, you know, our sister Jen and our friend. And we just love her. So if you guys have a moment of your day to send up a little quick prayer for Jen, that we would really appreciate that.
Yeah. And she will eventually be back. But obviously, she's got a lot of things on her plate and things to work out. So she'll come back when she's able to. In the meantime, we're here and we're thinking about her. And thank you for including her in your prayers as well this morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice messages on the Facebook page this morning.
We appreciate that. It is 7:33 now with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. And weather-wise, it looks like we got some rain moving in later.
There's this movie theater I used to go to, and they would re-show old movies, which was cool. But they needed more room on their marquee. They didn't have enough space on their sign. Like, I can't describe the emotional roller coaster I went on during the 2 seconds I thought Gremlins Fight Club was a movie. I was like, I want to see Gremlins Fight Club. That movie would have so many rules. If you get it, it's the greatest joke of all time. Let's talk about centaurs. This is the show. All right, here we go. I always wondered if a centaur gets sick, does it go to the doctor or the vet? Yeah. Probably depends on your insurance, yeah. Probably go to the vet first, go to a doctor for a second opinion, you know. It's like, hey, listen, doc, I got this broken leg, and the vet, he just wants to shoot me in the face. So if you have any alternative remedies, I really don't want to get shot in the face. This is the centaur. Call me back. All right.
Comedian Brad Wenzel, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right. The adult problem no one prepared you for as a kid. Also, get ready. Low-rise jeans and the rest of the fashion of the early 2000s is coming back. It is Thursday, the 8th of April of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. And before we get to those stories, asking someone if they like surprises is stupid because not all surprises are created equal. So someone polled 2,000 Americans and asked them to name the best and worst surprises you can get. Here are the 10 best. Randomly finding money.
Agreed with that. I put my coat on, like, over, like, you know, when you, like, go from, like, coat to jacket. I put a jacket on and it had a 10 in it. I was stoked.
Sweet.
Yeah, a 10.
Or, like, finding out you got a, or forgetting that you had a pension years ago for a company you don't work for anymore and finding out that, you know, it's actually worth something. Surprise parties. Although I know some people don't always like being surprised that way.
Have you guys ever had a surprise party?
For me?
Yeah, like someone, like you walked into the house and they were like, surprise!
I walked into a restaurant and kind of had that happen. Where I've been like, wait a minute, I recognize it. Hold on a minute. And then you walk in the restaurant and you're like, ah, you guys!
And it was for you?
Yeah, but aww. But I've never like walked into my house and turned on the light and been scared crapless from the big surprise. That's yeah. not happened.
But what about you?
That'd be fun.
Nothing like that for that big birthday I had a couple years ago. I knew that there was a party, but the surprise was is that Chris had got that Yacht Rock.
Oh, the band.
The Billy Rock Band was there as a the surprise. So that was kind of cool. His family hates any surprises. None of them. His brother, sister, parents, nobody likes surprises. No one wants to. Everyone wants to know what's going on at all times.
All the details.
And I love that that bothers them. So I love to surprise them because I'm that guy.
We did a surprise 60th birthday for my mom.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And I was pretty solid. I was like, she has to know about it because my mom's very like that. Like, what is the plan? Like, we're already planning Mother's Day. We're already planning, you know, stuff happening in August. I'm like, chill. But yeah, she was so surprised. But we have this perfect picture of her when she pulled up in the car and realized, like, it's for me. And her face just kind of said it all.
You got it. You hit it at the right moment.
Shot. Yeah.
That's great. Finding out that you're getting money back on your taxes.
I don't know what that feels like.
I know. I was going to say, that's the good kind of surprise. Yeah. This year, the surprise was, okay, I should be getting money back this year. At the very least, I ought to break even because after last year, we made some changes and we took out more money and we thought we had this. We thought we were on the right trajectory. Nope, almost the same exact bill that I had last year. Son of a... kidding me? Surprise visits from people you want to see, like friends and family. Engagements or proposals. Pregnancies. Getting a new puppy or a new pet. Oh, snow days when you were a kid.
Oh, those were the best. Although now I don't feel like they do those at all anymore because of all the virtual learning.
I know the snow days have been going away.
Remember, it was one of those like rare things when the principal came on recently and was like, enjoy the snow. No work today.
Yeah, right.
That whole deal is different. Because even like with school districts, they send the text message out.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a convenient thing, but there was something about
listening to Jim Scott.
We might get snow tomorrow morning. Oh, we'll have to listen to the list in the morning, alphabetical.
When I first started working with Jeff and Jen, they would do the snow. I remember they came on like a... Was it like a fax machine or something? There was like a really long paper that you had to read them on.
I forget what the service was, but there was a compiling service or something that would gather all those. And I forget if it was the Inquirer or who it was, but it was something that like all the schools would call into and they would update the list like every 30 minutes or so. And we loved it on those days because, like, if you were short on content or whatever and you kind of wanted to just put your feet up and phone it in, you just read the school cancellations.
Yeah. And then we had like the school cancellation hotline, where someone would sit at the front desk and you would call and say, you know, does Ross Local Schools have school, you know, have class today?
Let me check.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. You are off today.
Rams are off.
maybe a deadline got pushed. That's a good surprise. Yeah. And canceled plans so you can just relax. Now, the worst surprises we experience include a bill that is higher than expected. Yeah, finding out you owe money on your taxes after all.
I did. I just got a letter in the mail, which is from the IRS that told me that I didn't pay enough. But because I have to pay.
And you were like, hey, talk to my accountant.
Well, here's what happened. Where I pay, I have to pay estimates because my job doesn't hold Ross Local School taxes out of my paycheck.
They told me the same thing.
I have to pay estimates, and I paid all four estimates.
And it still wasn't enough.
And it's telling me that they only received three. So I went back, and I got the information. And now I got to call and figure out why, how and why. I
got that fourth check go?
Prove all that crap. And I don't want to do it.
Did that fourth check clear? Do you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I put it, on a credit
so,
card. It wasn't a check. It was on a credit card.
Oh, so they lost it then.
Somehow. Right. In
you
the
got
paperwork.
Documentation.
I do, but I don't want to do that.
I know.
I don't.
I'm
just,
with you.
I'm like, I'm going to it's like you need to have this done by April 17th. So I'm like, bah, I got a week.
Yeah. So my guy sent me those estimate coupons too. And I'm like, wait, what is this? When did we start doing that? He explained the whole thing to me. He said, you know, the other thing you can do if you'd rather, if you don't want to go through that, is just, you know, have him take out an extra couple, whatever.
I do both. I send my quarterlies in and I have him take an extra like $300 bucks a paycheck.
Yeah.
Pain in the.
And there's some kind of weird thing like where we don't work in that county, they don't have to take out the taxes, so I have to pay estimates.
Gotcha.
Like our payroll people, I don't know how it works. I asked if they could take them out automatically, and they said no. So now I have to pay estimates.
Hmm.
I'm just gonna pay them all at one time, so I don't forget. And I don't know. I'm sure I'll still owe.
Here's another surprise we don't like to hear: hearing your kid break something. Sorry. Finding out your pet had an accident in the house. Those are lovely. And unexpected visits from people you really don't want to see. All kinds of surprises out there. Good surprises and bad surprises. There they are. The good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast. Brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.